black woman. I come from a black woman who came from a black woman who came from a black woman, and I'm gonna give birth to a black woman.
I'm rooting for everybody black. I am.
I wanna get the language so right that everybody here will cry out. Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
I'm blackity, black, black, black.
Hey y'all, welcome back to the BMW Podcast. You're listening to Four Black Millennial Women.
I'm Nika.
I'm Slim.
And I'm Tia. And we're partnering with Crossover Media, a new podcasting network amplifying black and brown voices. Make sure y'all go check them out. Okay, y'all, this week, Kai will not be with us. She's studying for her torts final. So good luck to you, Kai.
We tried to negotiate a time for her to come in and she was just like, nope. They're gonna have to miss me.
Yeah, she's been neglecting everybody. Law school has been beating her ass.
Yes. So what did you guys do for Thanksgiving? What did you guys cook? Did you go visit family? Was you COVID safe?
Well, a day before Thanksgiving, or 2 days, my nephew got diagnosed with COVID. Yes. What? Yeah, Neo got diagnosed with COVID, and he was with my parents all weekend. So he tested positive on, like, the Tuesday. And he had been with them all weekend. He had been with me on, like, Sunday and Monday. So we all just kind of been quarantining low-key. Like, we've all gotten tested, and all of us are negative. So for Thanksgiving, we ended up doing a drive-by Thanksgiving where, like, basically my mama made dressing and then picked up food from my uncle's fiance who was cooking and just dropped all of us off a plate.
That is dope.
Yeah, so she just dropped everybody, gave everybody a plate of food. She put a little soda in there, some cake. Like, she dropped, and then everybody at their own house gave them their food, and then we all, like, FaceTimed at one point to be like, happy Thanksgiving. It was kind of sad. We was all looking forward to, like, getting all together and doing, because we usually do, like, family nights on Sundays, especially, like, when Power on TV, and Power has been off, and then people have been busy, and my little brother has been having football games and been away at school, and he originally wasn't going to come back for Thanksgiving, but because of COVID, his team canceled some games. So he came back. So we were like, yeah, we're going to, you know, have Thanksgiving together. Again, the boy got diagnosed with COVID. So
how's he doing, though?
He's fine. He had a fever. He was lethargic. So he would, like, fall out, essentially, like, not like pass out, but, like, he would just be, like, walking across the floor and lay down or whatever. And stuff like that. But now he's fine, you know. So they're going to get retested on, because my sister is quarantining with him. So they're going to get retested on Friday to make sure it's out of his system.
Dang, I'm glad he's okay. Well, we do not. We was low key. Like, it literally was me, Gregory, and his mom over here. And we just cooked. We had, instead of turkey, because I'm not really a fan of turkey, we had prime rib roast, and then we just cooked, like, macaroni, candy yams, all that basic stuff. So we was really low-key. The kids went to my parents' house, so we was pretty much alone for Thanksgiving, but we was safe. What about you, Slim?
We quarantined for sure. I was like, I hope you're not inviting no one over, because it's COVID central. That's what Kai say, COVID central.
You don't have a lot of family in the house.
Yeah, I do. But I was asking my dad, like, I hope you're not inviting more people, because one out of 15 people in Chicago has COVID. And it's like, it's worse than when it first started in March. So.
Oh, yeah, that's my cut. My grandma got COVID. Some of my cousins got COVID. Some of my uncles and aunts on my dad's side got COVID. Like, it's definitely hot and heavy over there.
Yes. And I was on Snap. Girl, it's so many people at parties, strippers there, like 50 people in a small room. I'm like, do y'all not know that COVID is real?
Some people don't think it's real, though. A lot of people think it's a hoax. And I'd be like, y'all
don't. Yeah, they don't until somebody they know catch it. And it's like, and I tell people all the time, and I said this before, like, it's not life or death. It's life, plus other issues. Like, you can, if you have diabetes, or even if you don't have diabetes, like, I said, my grandma had it. She has diabetes. So her kidneys could not regulate her blood sugar. The doctors couldn't regulate her blood sugar. Your blood sugar is supposed to be max in, like, the low 100s, like 100 to 107. Her blood sugars were at, like, 400 while she was at the hospital, because they could not control it, because COVID messed with her kidneys so much that they were just not functioning properly. And it's like, people are really having long-lasting, people on dialysis because they kidneys are shot, their livers are shot, their hearts are shot, their lungs are shot. Like, it's not just life or death. It's life, death, and a whole host of shit. And it's like, I see people, you see like Regina Carter, like Lil Wayne daughter throwing big old parties, her T.I. pregnant daughter at the party. It's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, people have been ignorant, but we didn't have anybody over. Just like one extra person, that's it. And we ate Thanksgiving dinner. I'm not big on Thanksgiving food anyway. So I will get like dressing and cranberry sauce and a bowl of noodles. That's
a bowl of noodles.
That's how I've been my whole life. Like, I don't want
patty. Not a bowl of noodles.
Not a bowl of noodles.
I swear, like, I mean, I don't want
to
like sound
macaroni.
Girl, I just started eating baked macaroni like a couple years ago. It's too cheesy. It makes me nauseous. It made me nauseous.
but you good with the fucking pack of salt that is noodles.
I put half a pack because that's just a healthy thing to do. But
the healthy thing, you're eating plastic.
Hey, this is my Thanksgiving. Okay? I don't want to eat that food. Thanksgiving food probably worse with all that
but at least it's good.
Well, noodles good to me. Anyway, let me enjoy my basic Thanksgiving. My daughter just as bad. Oh my God, she don't eat nothing. She didn't eat nothing but like a spoonful of dressing. She was like, I'm not gonna eat this.
Yeah, but
it was good. It's always good because I'm with family. And good. I was just grateful for that.
Well, y'all, BMW, of course, had a safe Thanksgiving. If you guys did anything special with Thanksgiving, hit us up on our social media. All right, it's time for the BMW riff off. Y'all know how this goes, but just in case you're new here, let me explain. We pick a word that correlates with our topic, and we each sing a snippet of a song with that word in it. Our word this week is bar. I'm going to start off, me, Tia. I like the bartender. Ooh, if you're looking for me, I'm at the bar with her. Uh-huh. Okay, I like the bartender. Ooh, if you're looking for me.
Meet you downstairs in the bar and heard your rolled up sleeves and your skull t-shirt. You said, what did you do with him today? And sniffed me out like I was Tanqueray. But you're my fella, my guy. Okay, I'm done.
I'm like, oh, she's going for it. Okay. Cheers to the freaking weekend. I drank to that. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, let the gym and sun sink in. I drank to that. Yeah, yeah, don't let the bastards get you down. Turn it around with another round. There's a party at the bar, everybody put your glasses up and I'll
drink to
that. Yeah. I actually think that was Avril Lavigne.
No, yes, it's Avril Lavigne. I catch it. That was Avril Lavigne.
And I used to be a diehard Avril Lavigne fan.
Oh, I love her.
Oh,
he had to go and make things so complicated.
What? I went all the way back to Skater Boy. He was a skater boy. He says, yeah, I mean, and it's what's so funny is like even black girls went through like an alternative, like punk emo phase. Because if you don't know some Evanescence, if you don't know some Avril Lavigne, if you don't know some Panic at the Disco, like, who are you? Like, did you have a childhood?
Like, literally, I think, and it's not so much as even a phase. It's like, I was just surrounded by white people and they listened to it. I'm like, hey, this beat kind of go hard. What's this, girl?
But it's not even like, but even me, like, I, like all of us, we grew up around white people, but it's like something about like the punk emo era is like different, because I never took to like rock. I never took to like country. I never took to none of those, but that punk emo, like, give me some Panic at the Disco, give me some Screamo, give me some, you know, Avril Lavigne, Evanescence, like, give me,
I
like,
love Evanescence.
That like era of music, and I'm in there.
I mean, we grew up like loving music, period. So I think it's just like we just appreciate a lot of different music, even if it's like one song in each category. Like, okay, yeah, I can rock with this.
That's true. Give me some Gaultier. Give me I love me some Hozier. I love me some oh, who are they? I don't know why their name just slipped my mind, but they're like a bluegrass duo, a male and female. They're no longer together. I'm gonna give you their name in like 2 seconds. What's
The Hoodest Dudes, I swear to God, the Hoodest Dudes, like in the hood of Chicago. They know that song, Somebody That I Used to Know.
But you didn't have to cut me off.
How do you know this?
That song.
That was the song, though. All right, y'all. So this episode, we're going to be pretty laid back. We're going to play this fun game that Slim actually told us about called Do or Drink. So let's see how this goes.
Okay, listeners, if you're listening, when you listen, grab your alcohol, grab your wine, because you're going to need it.
Okay.
And you can play this with your like significant other or a group of friends. You can buy it on Amazon as well. It's called Do a Drink. So y'all better not be lame too. Y'all better do something. Well, Latia.
Look, you know I don't care.
Yes, that's what I like. I'm like, okay, Nika, she not care about nothing. She gonna do it.
We finna get lit.
Tia, you're exempt because some of these things are like for single people type things.
I'ma still do it.
So you gonna text the ex? Don't get divorced trying to.
Like, don't get divorced. Just pay.
I got this.
I'm a marriage for y'all.
She gonna be texting Rick the whole time.
I'll let my husband know that this is just a game, no more.
Oh hell no, nah. Tia trying to be single for 2021. Okay, the first one: DM your crush or finish your drink. Do you guys have a crush?
Now, do we both do this?
A crush? I don't really have a crush, but like I DM niggas daily, so that's not really doing nothing for me. Like, I don't care.
What do you say? Like, I mean,
respond to what they post, or I just be like, what it do? Here, I'm gonna DM my crush. I don't really have a singular crush. That's hard. Like,
okay, I'm a DM Drake. Because that's baby daddy. He crush. He everything.
Shoot your shot.
Oh, you know what? There is this cute. And he is like one of my internet famous niggas. But he in the military. Mm-hmm. And he like in law school. But I talk to him all the time.
Do it. DM him. Let him know what's up. Like that you feel him. That's what you got to do.
I've done that already.
I just DM the baby daddy a heart. Champagne popping.
Do it now. Nika,
I'm gonna do a heart too, but I'm just doing it somebody different. But you know, we've already talked about me flying out, and I decided not to.
Okay,
like trust me, like DM and niggas
live their life.
But you know what? I think it's because when I was younger, I was so like quiet about when I had feelings for somebody or was like thought somebody was cute or whatever. And then when I would talk to them later, because I would just talk to them about it later in life. And they would be like, no, I was, like, really into you, but I didn't think you liked me at all. Like, you were just so standoffish. When really, like, I just didn't want to say nothing, or I thought that it was super obvious, but it wasn't to them. So I feel like after I've had those conversations, like, when I was, like, probably, like, early college years, after that, I'm like, well, if I'm feeling somebody, I think somebody's fine, I want to hit, like, whatever, I'm gonna just say it, because the worst that they're gonna say is no.
That's what you gotta do. You gotta be bold.
That's true.
I like
it's this guy. Well, you know, I already had a little crush, and he shot my heart down, and he's now engaged, y'all.
Wait, he's that engaged. Guy, the one I told you to shoot your shot at?
Yes, he's engaged. I mean, I'm happy. If it don't sound like I'm happy, I am.
Wait, so do you message the guy too? Did you message anyone, Slim?
Yeah, I'm gonna message. I don't really. I'm gonna message someone. Oh, wait a minute, Nika. What? You got on this podcast and told us no military men.
Why do you think I didn't fly out there? Well, no, he not. He's just like, he a mess. Like, he ain't the type. He's like super, I'm gonna send y'all a picture of him. You probably seen him before Crash Your Feed, because he's like social media, like not famous, but he's like known. Like, you know them TikToks that be like, can I pet that dog? He in them TikToks. Like, he's one of them.
Let me see him.
So I'm gonna send him. So he's like real attractive, whatever, and he know he is, and he's in law school and all of this stuff. So like, I shot my shot a long time ago, and he was like, well, fly out then. And I was like, nah, I'm good. So let me see if I can, let me pull him up.
It's easy. Okay, Slim, I see them messages. What you, she messaging a paragraph right now.
Girl, she was talking about, what you saying?
Baby, I don't do paragraphs, you know. But I'm gonna just deal with y'all then. I had messaged my husband, Meek Mill, because
not okay. Meek Mill. How y'all doing celebrity? Like they ever gonna see
that? Okay,
she said crush. She said crush.
She's married. Okay, I'm gonna message a regular day girl.
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all. I'm scared.
That's not a good picture. I mean, it is a good picture, but I want a better picture.
Okay, I'm gonna message 600 people. She's still.
Did you say 600 people?
600 Breezo. He's a Chicago rapper.
And if they reply, let us know what he said.
Send it, drop it in the group chat, and we'll let y'all know what it's like.
Next is.
I sent it to y'all.
Ooh, okay.
Okay.
Don't ever say Shanika can't pull a nigga. I'm just saying. Like, I want it, I got it. I want it, I got it. It's literally how it is.
Period.
Okay. He got a body.
He
mean, like, God, I'm scoped this man up.
He do look like one of them chiseled statues. Like, he's that rich.
Yeah, he's yeah, he's very touchable. Okay, next
question.
Well, not question, but next thing. Describe the most degrading thing you've ever done during sex or drink three times.
The most degrading thing I've done during sex.
I'm listening.
Oh, mama, wait. Click off if you listening.
Wait, I'm going to let Nika go.
The most degrading thing. Well, you know.
What?
There you go. I might have to crack open this bottle.
Miss, I'm with whatever.
But the problem I'm having is I can't think of just one moment.
She's a very freaky girl.
No, I mean, for real, Tia, though, so I can think of
Sprinkling Shanika.
Oh my God, I hated that song growing up. Because you know people was, I literally knocked this dude out on the playground in like sixth grade or fifth grade. Because he wouldn't stop singing that song. And then that, Shanika don't live here no more. Do y'all remember? So it's Shanika, They used to sing shit like that to me. And so I told this dude on the playground, like, you gonna stop with them damn songs. And he didn't want to listen. So I, like, literally beat his ass up on the playground.
Girl, well, be glad that your name is not Keisha. Keisha is in every rap song.
Yeah, but Keisha isn't like a stereotype. Like, it's a black name, but it's not like a stereotypical black name. Like, it's not like a, you know, in a go-to stereotypical black name. Neither is my name.
Tia, we waiting.
I feel like I said it before. I feel like the only thing that I've done is when I shitted on Dick. I feel like that's the only thing.
No, that's embarrassing. The grading is like when
I have been walked around the room on a leash.
Oh, okay. Well, no, then I have not. Well, since you said, I haven't done anything.
Like, the grading is, for an example, like he came on your face, or like he called you.
I've been walked around on the leash. I've been, we only said one. There's a bigger one.
It's a no for me, dog.
I haven't reached my point yet. Like, I'm slacking. Like, what? A leash?
I mean, yes, a leash. But I also, like, I'm like a reciprocal. Like, there are some, because I'm not extremely into degradation. Like, it's not my kink. Like, but there is a certain line that I will toe when I'm dealing with somebody who don't necessarily, because I don't think I've ever dealt with somebody whose kink was, well, degradation, but like borderline, they were kind of borderline between like dominance and degradation. And I like, there's, so I like will toe the line, but there are certain things that like, I just will not do. Like, I know people who like will literally like, oh, mama, please click off. I know people who will literally like come on a floor and then like make their girl lick it up. Like, that shit, I will not do. That's not my kink.
Baby. Mm-mm.
Exactly. Like, I don't kink shame. That's not my kink, though. So it's like, I will let like a little, like, I will cross the degradation. I will tiptoe the line, but I will not cross into full degradation. Like, because I would be quick to be like, huh? You want me to do what? No.
I don't know if I ever like done something like that was like degrading, or people would think that was like degrading. Because people have their own sex.
You had sex when you weren't married, okay? And that is this family.
That's it.
God, you were degrading yourself.
No, let me see though. Like, I mean, I'm very much boring in the bedroom. So I'm trying. Like, I don't get on top. I don't do none of that extra goofy shit. I'm a lazy lover, so I kind of control what he can do. So I actually have not been. I don't know. I haven't. Dang. Now it make me want to be degraded.
Look, No, but I also like for me, I'm a very much so like reciprocal person. So like, if I can't do it to you, you can't do it to me. That's how I feel about it. Or like, so if I like, so I've been walked around on a leash, but I also walked around a nigga on a leash before. Like, it's just you know, to me, like, it has to be just like what both of you want or whatever. But yeah. It's, I mean, I say try shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it all, the worst that happens is you get down on all fours and you want a leash and you be like, nah, I'm good.
It's like, I mean, for me. Honestly, that's not kind of sex. I mean, I don't know. I might try it.
I just picture you going to your husband talking about, so put me on this leash real quick. Or I want you on it. Put me on this leash. Like, you know.
Okay.
You gotta get the leash. You gotta get the ball gag. You gotta do the whole nine. Or a muzzle. You can't just do the leash because that's not far enough.
Wow, we are really seeing who's the real freak of BMW.
Man, you business. Next question. Next caller.
Okay, now this one is an actual question. Like, well, you don't have to tell like your secrets, but this one is, why do you feel people stay in toxic relationships?
Don't feel like they can do any better.
Or,
what?
I said dick too bomb.
Dick ain't never enough to keep somebody there. What it is I really think that people like the idea, and I've been told this, like maybe you just like when I wanted to get out of a relationship that I felt like it just wasn't for me. A lot of people are like, well, a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. Like, what's, you know, the shit that you deal with this person, you know, you dealing with this shit, but you might have to go deal with some shit that's worse and like all of this type of stuff. So I feel like as women, especially, and I say as women because I can't speak for how men feel, but I feel like as women, because society teaches us that your value improves when you're in a relationship, when we're in a relationship, it's hard to leave it. Especially like if it's like your deep feelings are involved. And I was just telling one of our younger cousins, she was asking me for relationship advice like yesterday. And I was telling her, like, if you are seeing shit that is just not lining up with what you want for yourself, leave now while it's early before you have feelings involved. Because once feelings involved, you're gonna start making excuses for that person because you're gonna feel like being in a relationship or like is better than not being in a relationship. So I'm like, so as soon as you start feeling like you seeing shit that you don't like or stuff that you feel like, you know, it might not be bad, but it's not what you want for yourself, get out. Like there's dick everywhere. Dick is plentiful.
Also, you know, I feel like people be so in love, like they just think that they partner will change. So if they're a better partner, then probably he or she will change, but no.
I agree. I feel like people stay in toxic relationships because one, they're emotionally tied to that person, so it's hard for them to actually leave. Emotionally, I think that they left already, but physically it's hard to leave and let go because change is scary. You know what I'm saying? So it's like when you love a person and then you picturing looking at them and not feeling anything, that's scary. Like, wow, I used to love you. Now I don't have no feelings for you. And people will still want to hold on to them feelings. But girl, if you're in a relationship, if you're in a toxic relationship right now, get out. It's better for you. Get out there.
Exactly.
You and can start over. I know it might be hard, but you can start over.
Because trust me, the worst thing in the world ain't being single. The worst thing in the world is being in a relationship you miserable in.
Right, and wasting years and years. Yeah, exactly.
Why are you doing that? Like, go be happy with somebody else or by yourself.
Period.
BMW said it.
Okay. Next. Is there anybody you guys feel like you need to forgive in life?
That I need to forgive? Myself.
I was gonna say
myself, because I am very critical of me, but I am like extremely like forgiving and understanding when it comes to other people. Like, I don't want to say I make excuses for people, but because I'm so critical of myself, I try to have empathy for other people. Or sympathy for, not sympathy, more like empathy. Like, I try to understand where they're coming from a logical standpoint, because I don't feel empathy.
So are you saying that you forgive people, like, as a woman or men more? Because I can't.
Both. I don't think I drop friendships real easy. To me, I forgive both. Like, I've been in more toxic friendships than I've been in toxic relationships. I've had longer friendships, like I've stayed in friendships that were toxic, like female friendships that were toxic, longer than I've been with men who were not necessarily toxic, but just weren't what I wanted. Like, I feel like with friends, I don't think I'm more forgiving of men than women. But it depends on what it is, because I feel like with the women who I've fallen out of friendship with, or like who I just don't and I'm not as close to, it was a lot more overt disrespect, like, than it was in my relationship with men. Like, I have never had a man overtly disrespect. Well, I've had a man overtly disrespect me because he tried to get real lippy with what he was saying. I shut that shit down quick and was like, watch who you talking to. But men, I've never been in a situation where a man overtly disrespected me. But I have been in friendships where the women or the girls or whatever stage in life we were at the time were overtly disrespectful. And for me, that shit is like a non-starter for me. Like, you're not gonna curse at me. You're not gonna come at me sideways because I'm not doing that to you. So if you are just being a toxic human, I might go back and forth with you for a while. But as soon as you start that like actual like disrespectful shit, that's when I cut you off. And I found that women are more so like that with me than men are.
Understand.
I feel like I have a very forgiving heart. I don't hold grudges. So, you know, I just try to make peace with everybody. But I came a long way because I was never like that.
Yeah, but this
the new Tia 2.0, like within the last 4 years. But yeah, I don't really have to, you know, I'm cool.
That's cool. You know, because the more you carry it around, it just hurts you for real than the other person. I have always been a forgiving person. Like, I'm a person who you could say some slick shit to me and I kind of be like, they didn't really mean that, or they you know, I'll let it slide. But over the years, I've created boundaries. I've forgiven you, but I don't fuck with you. So I think I forgave everybody who I needed to forgive, even people who hurt me. Oh, it was hard. Lord Jesus, I could look that person in the eye and be like, hey, and not feel nothing, like no ill intent, nothing. But like Nika said, I need to practice forgiving myself. I forgive others real easily. But I be carrying that mistake I did 3 years ago. Like, damn, why would you make that mistake? Like, girl, over it.
Man, facts. But I'm also like, I have anxiety, so that don't help.
Exactly.
Mistake, and then that mistake will dwell in my head until whatever consequence from that mistake happens. So if I make a mistake, let's say I'm working and I make a mistake in my filing, or I make a mistake in a deadline or whatever, which is, you know, I don't make mistakes in deadlines, but let's say I make a mistake in filing or whatever, like my brain will like just hammer that until that whole situation comes to a head. And so I think that when I make a mistake that can't be resolved, it just be in my head on replay.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You're on mute.
I was just saying, damn anxiety. Like, I can't go out.
We growing.
This is fun. I know, right? Growth is beautiful. It's hard, but it's beautiful. Text a coworker you trust and tell them you just slept with your boss at your place.
I'm not doing that. How many drinks? Or how many drinks? Oh, my boss is old ass white man. Who I'm sleeping with?
Oh, no.
Wait, I don't work at like a place. I work from home, so I don't have coworkers. So we're gonna probably have to do another question.
So my crush responded because I just said hearts, and he just was like, "That's cute."
That's cute.
Yeah.
You get it? He said that's cute. I said that's cute.
Okay. Name at least 3 porn stars or drink.
Gilgino.
Shout out, bro.
So, that's what his porn name is. And
no, actually, he has like millions of followers, so go check him out. I can't because that's my brother and I won't. But go support, bro.
What's another porn star? What's her name? Like Tatiana Trump? Tila Trump? Tatiana her Trump. Her. Is her name Tatiana Trump?
Mm-mm.
Yes, it is.
Jennifer is a goat, and she's like my idol.
Cardi B?
Cardi B's not a porn star. It is Tatiana Trump.
I never heard of her before.
You should have said name 3 strippers.
Oh, that would have been easy.
No strippers' names, except the ones that's in rap songs.
Cardi B.
Tiana Trump. It's Tiana Trump.
Cardi B.
That's what her name is, not Tatiana. If your name is Tatiana Trump, my bad. Tiana Trump.
Talking about Tiana. oh, it's this bald guy. He's like, and he be giving women a flux, like, he bald.
Giving
bald.
Women what?
The flux.
What is that even? No. Y'all just say anything in Chicago.
I got that from my 60-year-old auntie. Oh. The flux. But for real, like, he all bald man, I feel like, has reached a level, another level of nasty. And it just, like, as soon as you shave your hair off, like, they just get real nasty. And all the bald porn stars be like hella nasty. And I can't think of this dude's name, but he light skin. And girl. Mm. Okay, but Jada Fire, Pinky, and Cherokee. Those are my three.
Yeah. I just know Gil Gino. That's it.
So I'm still like, that's the only porn star you know?
Yeah, I don't know porn star's name.
Jesus.
What?
You haven't lived.
I mean.
Oh. This is a good one. This is a good one. Open Instagram and go to the account of the first person you see and like every post on their profile. Going back a year. Not a year. But like a hell of a lot.
It just has to be a real person, because all of these like that. Because the shade room is the first thing that pop up. And if you think I'm in a rock, like every shade room post, you got me fucked up.
Oh, it's look who popped up. It's Sherrion.
Okay, so go like on her post. So let's see who pops up for me. Kim Kardashian, but I basically like all her stuff.
Yeah, I don't have no real people on my profile is what I'm realizing, because I've been scrolling for a little minute and nobody popping up.
Y'all, yeah, go check out Sherrion. She's super dope. Her Instagram name is Sherrion, Sherrionn. She's an upcoming artist and she's fire.
Yes, I second that. But yes, mostly, let's say 95-98% of my Instagram is celebrities. So it's bound to pop up celebrities.
And I'm just not realizing this as I'm scrolling through, and I haven't seen a real person yet. It's like celebrity, Dr. Miami.
Well, yeah.
This period. Girl, some advertisements. Like, I ain't seen a person like that I know. Or that is just like a regular human being? Yeah.
I know. They actually, the question should have said Facebook.
It
should have said Facebook, because that would have been more easy, because I follow regular people on Facebook.
Okay.
Regular people.
Go to Facebook.
Yeah, y'all
okay. Regular. Okay, let me go to Facebook and see who pops up first.
No. Okay. Probably somebody racist I forgot to delete. I ain't finna go spark nothing, because that town little. They need to be like, guess who was liking all of my posts?
Oh my gosh, I would have liked it. This is so like, soft right now.
Don't listen to our podcast. It was a dare. Baby, you're not special.
Wow. This person, I have a lot of notifications, because I'm liking everything right now.
Who is it?
That's my best friend, Sale, so he's not going to mind, but he probably like, why are you blowing up my phone? Will right, exactly.
Why, am I the one that got away?
It just did like 30, why? Like 35 likes. Bit excessive, but okay, that was fun. Okay.
Let's go to hell. Sorry. Okay, next question.
If you had a chance to know when you die and how you die, would you want to know?
No, I would not want to know, because if it's not avoidable, what's the point?
You of said when in my life and dream? Where?
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. I probably know me, I probably want to know. So I can get things in order. If I know the time and like how many years I have, so I can get everything in order, what I want to do, write my little letters to my kids. Like, I don't know. I probably want to prepare.
I wouldn't want to know. Like, maybe if I did have kids, because then I mean, I'm already going to have my life insurance in order, but I think I would, like, be getting mad life insurance. Like, my kid going to be a multimillionaire life insurance. Yeah. Like, right now, I'm about to get a new policy now. Like, I'll probably get it before my birthday. So, I'm already have, like, my kid already going to be a millionaire when I die. But I will be doing something like
adopt
that.
Me. You're like,
but yeah, so, you know, I would just do, like, maybe if I had kids and stuff, I would want to know so I can plan for them. Because I'm the type of person who, like, you know, like on One Tree Hill when Peyton thought she was going to die and she, like, created, like, that little box for her, for Sawyer.
Yes.
I want to do, like, my morbid ass want to do shit like that for my kid. Because, like, you never know what's going to happen to you. So I want to be able to give them, like, letters and shit, like, that's important that I want them to know and things like that just in case something happened. So if I had kids, I probably wouldn't know. But, like, as me now, like, nah, I'm good.
I feel like I wouldn't want to know how I died, but I would like to know when, for those reasons, just so I can, you know, live my life to the fullest. Because, you know, everyday people, we, like, live within our means. So if I know I'm going to die in a certain time, I'm like, hell, I want to make sure my kid's straight. I want to make sure I spend time and do things that I want to do that I put off because of responsibilities. I just want to live my life. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But then what if you found out, like, 2 days? Or what if you found out she was going to die? What if you was going to find out you was going to die at 45 in the woods? Like, what the fuck? Like, I would be...
That's why I don't want to know where. I don't want to know where. I don't care.
I'd be like, the hell for that happened to me?
Right. Like, what the hell I was doing in the woods?
That movie, it's called... It's with Queen Latifah. She was thinking she was going to die. And
it's a holiday movie.
But The Last Holiday.
The Last Holiday. Yes. I love that movie.
But what's interesting is if you find out, let's say you find out that you're going to die at a certain age in, like, a brutal ass way. This is what always blows me about that. Is it really unavoidable? Because if I find out that I'm going to die at 45 because I'm going to be chopped up while I'm still alive, I could just kill myself, right? Or will, like, I try to kill myself? Ooh, this might be a trigger warning. Or, you know, I could cause my...
Right.
I'm just saying, like, this is getting me into, like, the time travel arguments and stuff. But
That was another question.
I have theories about time travel. But anyways, ask that next.
But, okay, like, I'm going to ask right now.
From doing something to interfere with that. Like, if I know I'm going to die in Paris at 29, couldn't I just not go to Paris at 29? You know what I'm saying? Or is that, like, set in stone? And no matter what you do, that's what's going to happen.
It's unavoidable. You're going to get got when it's time to get got.
But the people who avoided death died at different times in different places. And that's my point. If you knew the date and time you were going to die, or the date and like location you were going to die, then couldn't you just avoid that? Now, if you were talking about the year and the if you were talking about, like, the year you were going to die, then I could see not being able to avoid it, except for you could always just off yourself. I don't know.
We're not killing ourselves, people. She's just have a theory. Do not kill
yourself. These are hypothetical. I'm sorry if this is triggering you. That's not my goal.
No, we love ourselves. We're never going to do that.
I'm just positing that.
Yes.
I don't understand how your death at a certain time and date is unavoidable. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, that brings us to this question. Would you rather have the power to time travel or power to see the future?
Okay, see the future, because my theory of time travel is that time forward and backwards is infinite. There is no, like, set, like, you can't go back in time and it just be like a set thing that happens and then you change that set thing. Because I go back in time, have y'all ever seen, like, the butterfly effect? where he would go back in time and change shit, and then when he got to the future, shit would be different. I don't think it can work like that. I think it works more along the lines of the Harry Potter universe, that in order for you to have ended up where you are, time has already accounted for you going back, if that makes any sense. Because if you had done anything different, you wouldn't have been in the moment that you were to change, to go back in time. Does that make sense? So if I, for instance,
yes,
for instance, so in Harry Potter, for instance, when they had the time turner and they went back in time to save Hedwig, when you go back in time, you see that when they heard the wood chop and thought Hedwig's head had been cut off, and then they heard Hagrid howl, well, it turns out that what really happened is they had went back in time and stopped it. And so the howl was Hagrid being a leave that Buckbeak was gone, and the wood being chopped was like the executioner being angry that the Buckbeak was gone. So it's not, so what they thought had happened had already been adjusted for them going back in time, if that makes sense. So I don't think you can ever change the future if you go back in time. I think you can go back time in time and see things from a different perspective. And why would I want to do that?
Well,
I can't change nothing.
Well, that's what history is, and that's what they say. It's important for you to know your history so you can know where you're going, so you don't have to repeat the same mistake. So I would personally, it probably sound backwards, but I would like to go back in the past to see. I mean, and then it's another perspective. Like, well, clearly I know what I did wrong because I'm at this point in my life now. But I would go back and. I wouldn't go back to necessarily change things because, like you said, it already happened. But I would want to, like, educate myself on what not to do again or to see from every perspective.
You
not
just involved your memories in Facebook. I'm saying
not just from my perspective of things, like from everybody in that situation perspective of things. I would just like to know just going forward because I'm already educated because it happened already. But I don't know. Like,
What about you, Tia?
I feel like I would want to see the future because I'm nosy. So, no, for real. I want to see how everything's going to happen.
But then what would, like, I don't understand the function of that. Because then if I see the future, like, then what, like, you just living to get to the point that you're going to be? That. Like, I don't understand the
ethics. I mean, but I don't want to go in time travel, though. So I don't want to do both.
I wouldn't mind time traveling if I could just see, like you said, see what happens. Like, I think it would be nice, like, if I could time travel, but in, like, other people's world. You know what I'm saying? Like, if I could time travel and time travel to, like, when my parents were like, or when I was young, and to see how my parents dealt with certain things, or see how, like, when I would get in trouble or I have perspective on the situation and I could see, like Slim was saying, other people's perspective. If I could only time travel and go back in time on my own, like, vein of existence,
okay, now the way you put that, then yes, I would time travel. If I'm seeing other people's perspective on things, but if I want to see mine, then no, that I don't see the point. But to see other people, yeah, I would definitely do that. That makes more sense.
That was a good little perspective.
I know.
DM your ex, your last ex, and tell them that you still love them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm drinking.
He don't know this because we talk about it all the time.
Wow.
I don't hold water.
Wait, do you DM or can we just message? Just message or DM?
DM just means direct message. So do how you want to.
I'm dumb as hell, bro.
Don't talk about yourself. No, but I'm going to do it on Snap because it's 24 hours.
Wait, where are we supposed to wait?
I just put I still love you. He gonna be like, I know you tell me that all the time.
No, I'm not drinking. My last relationship is my baby daddy, and I don't.
Yo, you better sip that drink.
Yeah, baby,
I'm dead, bro.
Okay.
Wait, let me know. Wait. She said, I'm drinking, baby. Did you just say, I'm drinking, baby? She's like, nah, I got a drink. I ain't going.
Period. I just can't. Y'all have to let us know what they say back.
He's gonna be like, I love you too. That's all.
Nigga just thinks she got these men wrapped around her little finger, baby.
I'm telling you what he gonna say if he answers. If he responds tonight, he might respond in the morning.
Okay.
I want to see the response.
text a random phone number. You up or drink twice?
Okay, hold on. Text a random phone number. I'm gonna do it random.
Do they mean random as if you make up a number or a random number in your phone?
I think they just mean make up a number.
Yeah, okay, I thought so too. I'm gonna do a 773 number.
Make it a 214 number.
I'll do a 773 number because I don't know. Wait, what we
get somebody man's in trouble? Oh, this ain't a real number. Well, I do it again.
Nope, you got to do it until you get a real number.
Is that in the rules? Or
does is that a new rule?
It was in the back of the card. Yeah. It's on the back of the card.
It's on the back of the card. Nah, I texted a random number. It just didn't happen to be a real number.
Whoever I text got an Android, and I don't like it here.
Exactly.
Mine was Android. Yeah, like, let me know what they say.
I text a number. I don't know. I just said you up, but hopefully it's a real number.
I mean, it will. If it's not a real number, it will send you. It will like text you back. Like this is an invalid number. Like it being my error, invalid number. Please resend using a valid 10-digit mobile number.
We gonna see. We got a whole lot of texts that's supposed to be coming through soon.
Everybody got an Android. I dislike it.
I know.
I just like it.
Okay. Lord, I pray that nobody gets in trouble. Oh, I found the iPhone.
Oh, you're so lucky. You can send emojis. Be like you up. Be like you up with a smirky.
Can we just talk about how childish this is?
Very.
This is like when we used to prank call people and dial random numbers.
Remember we prank called that one lady who really wanted to do her hair done or something? And we felt so bad.
She scheduled a whole appointment and didn't we call her back and tell her it was a prank?
I think so. I don't know, because we felt so bad. I was
so we were like, we're calling about your hair appointment. And she was like, oh yeah, like, is it still good? I'm like, dang, she gonna show up at this lady.
Y'all don't play about their hair. Y'all bogus.
We feel so bad. I'm pretty sure we called her back and was like, that was a prank. Sorry.
If it's any dude from Chicago, they gonna FaceTime. Like, who is this? Stop playing with my phone. But
mine can't because they got an Android, so.
Oh, how unfortunate. But
she's really over here hating on the Android.
I just, like, why do you have those? Anyway, what's five things that irritate you about the opposite sex?
They be lying. They be cheating.
A deceiver. Heartbreaker.
I won't take you back in my life. that they, like, ooh, I saw this, and I was like, this is the truest thing I ever heard. If you text or say to a dude in person, like a list of like things, they will always respond to the most insignificant part. So you'll be like, you really sat there and, you know, called that girl and told her you wanted to meet her for lunch, and then she was this like fine, and you call her gorgeous, and you was all up in her phone trying to shoot your shot, talking about you gonna take her to Dunkin' Donuts. Man, I didn't say I was taking that bitch to Dunkin' Donuts. I said that we was going to Popeye's. Like, nigga, that is not the most important part of what I just said. But they always want to pick out the most insignificant piece of the bullshit that y'all talking about and respond
they tell themselves. That's them telling on themselves, like, yes, I did all the other things, but that part I did not do.
Exactly. And it's so annoying because, like, I don't want to address that. I don't care where you said you was going to take her. That's not what my point is.
I hate that men feel like they always gotta be right. Like, they can never be wrong about nothing.
Okay, wait. Wait, so Nika, what are your five? Let's be clear on
that. Okay,
Nika five is my five.
The lying on stupid shit. The picking out the least important thing out of what you say. The cheating. The idea that, like, they really think that we stupid enough to think that they can have platonic female friends. The fact that none of them niggas know how to cook. Like, honestly, y'all can't make shit. For real. Like, what? Like, it's like you either a chef, like you culinary chain, or you, like, just can't cook shit.
Or you pizza rolls. All right, pizza roll train.
Exactly. It's like, bro, like, how are you? Well, I just, you know, put some pizza rolls in the oven. I eat frozen pizza every night. Like, you ain't a dog. Eat a vegetable. Okay,
that's bro, they your favorite
tastes like battery acid. Drink some water.
Dude, yeah. Oh, God. Tia, what's your five?
I feel like my five things is sneaker five things. But I would throw in that they always have to be right about everything. And then also, I don't know. I feel like you pretty much summed it up. Yeah.
Well, I don't want to say that men feel like they have to be right. I feel like men feel like they're never wrong. And I think there's a difference there. Like, I don't think they feel like they have to be like, I feel like women feel like they have to be right. Like, they have to get the last word. You have to acknowledge that a woman is right. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like with men, you don't need to necessarily, they don't necessarily want you to acknowledge that they're right, but nothing that they do is wrong. Like, nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, and their communication sucks. Like, when I send you a paragraph, don't reply, okay, cool.
Girl. Years ago, like, when I was, like, a teenager, well, probably, like, 19, 20, and I sent, like, a long paragraph. This was when I was into those type of things. I don't do that no more. But if he texts back, like, I ain't reading that shit. I'm like, oh, why did you say that?
Oh, I'm Batman. I do that. If a man send me a long message, you think I'm gonna read that? I'm not reading that.
But I promise you, it gets read. It gets read.
Oh, I honestly don't read. I read the first few words and I'm like, bullshit, and stop reading. I'm not gonna read that.
See, I love that. Then they usually love
call me. Then they usually call me. But I'm not reading it.
I'm not dead. Reading that. Nika is toxic. But
I am a little toxic. And then be complaining.
I have things that I don't like about men or the opposite sex, whatever, is that they got big egos. And I'm just like,
got a big ego.
But, like, talk to have this. Like, why do you have this? It's misplaced. They're liars. Not all. When I say this, I'm not talking about all men. I'm just saying majority of the men. They like to omit.
Not all men, but most men.
Like, no, I didn't lie, but you didn't tell me that you was married neither. So,
bro, married men really be shooting their shot. I had a man who literally, I asked him, like, because I've made it a habit now, because I'm, like, in the dating for marriage and serious relationship and all that shit. And so I will ask a man straight up if he's married or in a relationship, or if someone thinks they're in a relationship. Because men will tell you they're not in a relationship because they're stringing somebody along, but that person feel like they're in a relationship. So I'm like, so are you married? Are you in a relationship? Or is there somebody, a female in your life who feels like y'all in a relationship or thinks y'all in a relationship? So one guy, I asked that, and he was like, I think that's something that should be talked about in person. I said, bro, either you married or you not. He was like, well, you know, it's just something that I don't know you enough to talk about. The hell? What do you mean you don't know me? Are you married or not? Like, I'm not asking you to go into details about shit. I'm asking you if you're married or not. Well, technically, I'm married, and we're in the process of getting a divorce. I mean, we haven't filed any divorce papers yet. I said, well, when you're actually divorced, then you can come talk to me. And he was like, oh, that's how you feel? That's exactly how I feel. Talk about, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, you're a liar, and this question hit you from the side because you didn't expect me to ask this, but I'm asking. Now you stumbling over your words. Next. Niggas just be lying. Niggas that lie. Niggas who egos be so big and misplaced. Like nigga said, men who think that they're never wrong. Ooh, irritating. Like, you can't, like, are you not teachable? So I can't teach you nothing. You can't learn from me at all because you think that you always know everything. I hate that. Like, be open to learn something. You could think that you're right, but also be open to hear. Hate it. And an ugly ass nigga. Like,
Jesus. Nah, she a lie
because
she love her.
I love ugly niggas. Okay, look. non-funny ass ugly nigga. Like, you're not even funny. Like, you just ugly.
I almost spit out my juice.
Nigga gonna bust me out.
Because she out here lying. She's okay.
Been an ugly ass nigga. Right, and the ones who think they got jokes. No, you don't have jokes, dumbass. Stop. Oh my god. It be the ugly ones with the jokes, boy. I swear they be ugly as hell thinking they got jokes.
Look, let's not be superficial because what you look like is not as important as who you are as a person.
Yes, I met some really beautiful souls. I mean, they had like not like they'll get overlooked physically, but when you sit and talk to them, they have the most beautiful soul. And I'm speaking about myself. My soul is so beautiful, but physically, I get, you know, looked over a lot, but the underdog always went in the end. Next. I'm going to post a picture, y'all, and y'all going to be like, oh, yeah, your soul is beautiful.
Oh, gosh.
Okay. What feature of mine do you find attractive? This just so I can know.
Girl, bad. Next question. Next caller.
Wow. I just wanted to know.
No.
What's something you regret?
I don't regret anything. I don't think I've done anything that I regret. I don't think I've done anything worth regretting.
Same.
Actually, I lied. I slept with this white boy and he gave me mono. I regret that. I regret that. What'd you say?
How was it? Like, you stuck with a white guy?
It wasn't the worst I've had. Like, it was probably, if I had to rank out of the maybe 9 or so people that I've slept with, he was probably, it's probably more than 9 now that I think about it, but let's say 9. About the 9 or so Jesus. People that I slept with, he ranks at about a 1, 2, he's probably like 4th, 5th. He's middle of the pack.
She said no.
And he's the only non-black person that I slept with. So he's middle of the pack. So some of y'all need to step up y'all game.
Wow. Like,
but
was it pink?
Minus 100 points. I don't know if it was black. I don't remember. But minus 100 points. He's last because I got mono from him. Not from like sex, obviously, but just from kissing him. I got mono.
Well,
thank God it wasn't
like. Their dick looked like their skin tone.
You've never seen a white penis before? You've never been on Pornhub and seen one?
I never seen one in person. Of course,
it's literally the same thing, but a different color.
Yeah, he wasn't smaller. Like, he was average. Like, he was like middle of the pack size wise, middle of the pack ability wise. He could not kiss worth the damn. It was like kissing a fish.
I will tell you this. Hispanics are the best kissers to me. Like, knowing that I've been with, like, basically mostly a lot of races, I feel like Hispanics, they kiss is, Jesus.
Oh.
They are really good kissers.
I never been with anyone who wasn't black.
Yeah.
He was cool though. Like, he invited me to go to Atlantic City with him because he used to do like poker tournaments. Like, you know, like the poker tournaments that be on TV, he would do those. And then on top of whatever he did, I don't remember what his job was, but like he would do poker tournaments. So he had a poker tournament in Atlantic City. And he wanted me to go with him, but I didn't want to.
Well, thank God you didn't get lice, and that's what really matters.
Oh my gosh.
That's childish. You childish for that.
Tia, is it something that you regret?
No, I don't have any regrets. I live life to the fullest.
I regret being taken out the game by Lame. I was in my glow, okay? Baby free.
Not taken out the game by Lame.
I mean, anybody could have took me out the game. I was in college, but I let a Lame.
Ain't nobody take me out the game, and I went to college.
It's just unfortunate, and I mean, I try to love myself every day, but it's kind of hard. Anyway,
I will take it out the game. That's funny.
That's real life.
All right, next question.
Okay.
Our next thing.
Yes, let's spice this up a little bit. Y'all not gonna be about this life, but send a text to your last sexual partner letting them know that you have herpes and don't reply until tomorrow.
He is not gonna believe me because he know I get tested regularly. Oh, okay, I got a text back from the ex that I had to say I love you to. He said I love you too. That's what he. I told you. That's what he's gonna say.
Nobody messaged me back.
Lying.
Who lying?
Niggas.
Drake didn't even message me back when he is asleep.
Oh, that's you know. Not messaging you back. Meek is spending time with his baby. It's like as soon as I had sent him a message, he posts like I'm with my child. I'm like, you couldn't answer me back though. I know you.
I have herpes, so don't. Oh, I almost texted the wrong person.
It's been a minute, so I really honestly don't even remember.
Your husband is the last person you had sex with. What you mean?
Oh, yeah. text
He is not going to believe this because he knows I get tested. Like, I literally get tested so much. I get tested every 6 months whether or not I'm sexually active because you know you can get HIV and it not present for 6 months. Like, you could not test positive for 6 months. So, right. Then, you know, most diseases and infections or whatever have an incubation period. So, I never get tested right. Like, people who have sex and get tested the next day, I'd be like, are you an idiot? And you have to wait like 14 to 21 days because there's an incubation period. So anyway, so if I have sex with a person, if it's a new person, then I'll get tested right after, whether like we use condoms, but I still get tested. And then I will get tested again once I'm no longer sleeping with that person. And then if I'm not sleeping with anybody, it's just every 6 months.
Well, that's good that you're on top of it. I feel like a lot of people need to be. So if y'all listening, and if you haven't got tested, go get tested. Okay.
Go get tested. And a lot of, if you have insurance, a lot of insurance, if you don't get tested for symptomatic reasons, a lot of insurance companies will reimburse the cost as like a preventative measure. So last time I got my testing done, she asked me, was I presenting symptoms? And I said, no, it's just I'm doing my routine testing. And so because I was doing routine testing and it wasn't a problem visit, I paid up front just because I had like a deductible at that time, but they reimbursed me the cost of the test.
Okay, guys, this is our last question. What's something that you don't want someone to know about you?
That's a good one. I don't know. I'm pretty much an open book. I watch an obscene amount of porn. It's kind of a lot.
Nicole, you never surprise me. How honest you are.
What type of porn? What type of porn, though?
Girl, it just go places. Sometimes it'd be like fucking what they call it, like the animation porn. Sometimes pop up. I just be delving into the deep. I just be watching shit.
Wait. They have animation porn.
Yes. Confession. I was just watching it today.
Wait, send me the link.
Just go on. What's it called? It's called it's got a specific name. I'm gonna Google it. But if you go on Pornhub, it's got its own category section.
Legit. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Girl, Pornhub be having like Black Friday specials, like Happy Thanksgiving. I'm like, they really be advertising.
Okay, what about hentai? That's what it is. Hentai. Okay, so hentai is like anime porn, and then there's just like cartoon porn where they take like shows, like they'll take like Lois and Peter from Family Guy.
Yes. How embarrassing!
Now, I don't watch that for like beat value. I watch it because it's funny.
Exactly. Like, I don't get off on these things. It's like, wow, this is something new out here.
Great. I swear, I'll be in the depths of Pornhub, man. Y'all don't want to see my browser history.
I'm dead.
What about you, Tia?
Y'all, Greg just best to be talking about because he hurt. He heard that we were talking about animated porn. He gonna say it's super lame, but they have it on Pornhub.
See, everybody, you know what? And this is a thing where people are embarrassed to say what they actually watch on Pornhub because they're afraid of being judged. But it takes some weird stuff to get people off now because the regular is just regular.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's true, but I think, and I think that like when you are like in a lustful state, so like they've done studies that show like even like heterosexual men will get aroused by homosexual sex. Like they do studies like that because sex is just arousing, period. Like no matter who you see do it, it is arousing.
It is. So
I think a lot of times people be watching shit on Pornhub when they horny because your brain is just wanting those chemicals, and then you know you get that post nut clarity where you just be like, oh, let me
that's clear when my browser history. I'm clicking.
I'm ashamed. I'm ashamed. What is this? What am I watching?
So, Tia, did you ever say this?
I don't know. Maybe like I be acting like I'm a G, but I'm a big softy.
Okay, everybody knows that. Thought no, you was I'm like concealing that.
I'm really not. I'm really a G though, but okay. Whatever.
This is girl. Okay. I'll let you have it. You're a gangster. Something that I didn't want people to know about me and like low-key still want to do. Okay, so I low-key want to be in like this certain crowd. It's not really like be in the crowd, but like just experience it. Like I thought when I was younger, I was gonna be in like videos, not like the video vixen, so but it's just like that pretty ass bomb girl in the video, like period.
You could be.
It's still not over yet. Like I still have time, cause Bernice or whatever her name is, she's 47 years old, and baby,
it's never too late to live your dream.
I just want to do it at least one, like be around celebrities at least like one time, like kicking it with them. Cause it's not so much obtainable. Well, I thought it wasn't really obtainable back then, but the way that Instagram is, these rappers going for all the little Instagram models. It's like a thing. And I'm like, I don't even really want nothing from you for real. I just want to be in that aura, like be around celebrities, like on a regular.
She said on the regular.
On the regular. Dude, almost like deep down, I feel like I used to want to be like a, I won't say like, it's like a Instagram model, but like a naked Instagram model. You know, like one of the models who just be posting like.
Oh, we know you body. Do. We see your little pictures.
Right. Like I always like see? Doing it. I always like, I'm so comfortable in my body. I always just wanted to be like that. I don't know what you would call it, but like that's, I always wanted to do that.
A nudist.
Yes, like, but not even, it don't even have to be completely nude, but it's just like, you know, just, you know, but in a creative way. Anyway,
so. I definitely, because like period.
But
like,
y'all, let me interject. So the dude I texted, I haven't heard from, texted me back. And he what said what? Question mark, a bunch of explanation points. Really? Question mark. I'm not gonna respond to it.
You can't respond to what I say. That's a part of it.
I'm dead.
But no, Tia, I love your body. Like when you posted it on IG, I'm like, look at her being like loving herself.
Right. And that's what I wanted to kind of like be like that for women. Like, you know, because I used to be so uncomfortable in my stretch marks and not like them. So I'm just like, you know, I like them now. Like, hey, I had kids. This is my tiger stripe. So I'm just going to post it. But I just kind of wanted to be like motivational. So that's why I kind of changed my whole Instagram thing. Because I'm like, I want to be like motivational and like be authentic. In a way.
I love it. So if y'all see Tia's naked ass on the Instagram, just know she's loving herself. If you see me with the celebrities, just know that I feel what I wanted to do. And if you hear Nika talking about the depths of porn, that's what she wanted to
do. I like how you, I didn't say that's what I want to do. You just said something that people don't want to know. Oh, I actually want to, what I want to do is be in one movie or one TV show. Like, I don't want to be an actor. But, like, I took an acting class in college, and I loved it so much, and I like film and movies and stuff like that, so I would like to, like, maybe one day be in a film or be in a
porn or... Okay,
no,
all right.
No, I do not want to be in a porn.
I could see Nika doing porn or doing something kinky what? Like that. I don't know.
No, ma'am.
I'm like, if I click on something that's, like, a barking sound, like, Is that Nika?
No.
On a leash.
Did you say barking? I don't bark. I don't pretend to be a dog. That's funny.
Okay. That was fun, you guys. We're going to pass it to Tia. She's going to tell us who won the BMW raffle.
Okay, so we did the spin the wheel. So, first place winner is D, and that's it. And the second place winner is Yasmin. So, congratulations to you guys.
First place winner, let's remind them that the first place winner wins $100, a BMW mug, and a BMW shirt. Also, a dozen of baker-ish cookies.
Of your choice.
Of their choice, and candy.
Yes.
Second place winner wins what?
The second place winner wins everything except for the $100, but they also get to feature on our show. So, Yazzie, you will be on our show, and you get to pick the topic.
But let's also keep in mind that the first place winner can, if they choose, be on the show versus getting the $100. That's your choice. But.
Okay. Yeah. You got options.
Let us know. You got options. Let us know. You know, you have. We're going to post you as the winner. You're going to have, you know, a week to send us your address and your information and claim your prize, or we're going to have to spin again.
Yeah, so I'll reach out to the two winners. BMW will reach out to the two winners, message them on Instagram, letting them know so we can get your guys' sizes for the merch and the shirt. And thanks, everybody, for participating. Like, y'all really came through with answering the questions. Like, we see who really listens to the podcast, and we appreciate y'all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for the support and the love. All right. This episode was fun. So we're going to hand it over to Nika so she can close us out.
All right. And we also want to say thank you for listening and for our 10,000 listens. We're now in the 11, almost 12,000. So thank you guys so much. If you have any questions, comments, stories of your own, any theories on time travel that you would like to share, hit our Gmail up at 4bmwpodcast@gmail.com. That is the number 4bmwpodcast@gmail.com.
Don't forget to rate, like, and subscribe and share.
Follow us on all social media platforms at BMW Podcast.
Thank y'all for tuning in. See you next week. Bye.